Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, we normally have a free-for-all Friday, but we are not going to have a free-for-all Friday today. And the reason, because I have a guest. But also, we've had pretty much a free-for-all Friday all week long because it's just been me and you talking about the issues. And so today, I'm going to pull an executive decision. And we're not going to have free-for-all Friday, but we're going to talk about something very serious and a foundation that is doing a great work that I've had on the air before, and you're going to hear them a lot more on the air with me in the future. But today we have Ann Carmichael of the Vitae Foundation, and we're going to talk about some events and the things that the Vitae Foundation does. Now, you know how we have talked an awful lot on the air about the women of this nation, about abortion in this nation, and about Planned Parenthood and what's going on. But long before we started talking about it, the Vitae Foundation has been doing something about it. And we welcome today Ann Carmichael, the COO of the Vitae Foundation. Ann, we're glad to have you with us this morning.
Well, thanks, Beth Ann, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your audience today. I think this will be exciting.
Well, we're all over the place here on CSC Talk Radio. When you talk to my listeners, you're talking across the nation. I may be a small little syndicated national show, but I have a lot of followers, and I know that they want to do what is right, and I know that Vitae is nationwide as well.
Yes, that's right.
So we want to give everybody an opportunity of the events that are coming up, and I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that the Vitae Foundation has done, and in looking at things on the website, and I'm going to give that website. It's just simply vitaefoundation.org. That's Vitae, V as in Victor, I-T-A-E, foundation.org. You can see what they've done, what they're doing, their mission, the things that they accomplish, and one thing that they have accomplished is they estimate they have saved over 82,000 babies?
Lives, right.
That's right. Because all lives matter. That's what we're saying today. All lives matter, especially those precious unborn ones that have no choice.
That's it. And just to give you a little background, too, you know, it's kind of interesting. Vitae began back in 1992. It was a small gathering with a few people in Jefferson City, Missouri. And it grew from that into the national organization. You know, what we do is Vitae is about making abortion unthinkable, and we do that by researching and creating non-confrontational messages and media, and then we place that in the top markets around the country, you know, all for the purpose of making abortion unthinkable. And right now, the last few years, we've really focused in on directing our media to women, pregnant women in need, you know, and helping them find one of the 2,500 pregnancy centers that's across the country right now that are out there. And these pregnancy centers offer real help and support to those women. And it's free. It's these are pro-life pregnancy centers. They do ultrasounds. Some of them are just like walking into a doctor's office. They're very professional. But it's through those centers that we are going to make abortion unthinkable because they offer that special support that the woman needs. And on average, they maintain a relationship with her for 2 years as opposed to an abortion clinic. She just walks in, has the abortion, walks out, and she's unpregnant. But that's the end of their relationship. And you know, she suffered the loss of her child, plus the loss of her spirit a lot of times as well, or it's very injured. And so, you know, that's, you know, our biggest thrust right now is using our messaging, our research-based messaging and our media to guide women to, or show them where those pregnancy centers are. And there's some in every, there's at least one in almost every community across the country.
Well, the way I look at it is, and this is one of the things that really tugs at my heartstrings, is the Planned Parenthood clinics, what they do is they take advantage of a female. She's in a downtrodden, despairing, emotional wreck. She's desperate. She doesn't know what to do. Things are not as she hoped or planned. And then they just take advantage of that. Where these other, what Vitae does through these other pregnancy centers, you invest in that woman. And you help her through this situation. When you say 2 years, that's an investment in someone's life. And you help them through these struggles and show them that, you know, this isn't something that's a catastrophe or at the end. This is something that's a beginning. And it's a new stage of life regardless of the decision that she makes.
That's it. And, you know, and in that... In that same vein, you know, I mean, just going back to Planned Parenthood for a minute, you know, they are the largest abortion provider in the country, but yet they receive a large amount of public funding. You know, 50% or close to 50% of their overall revenue comes from taxpayer funding. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's, you know, the amount that they get, it's like, I'm looking at last year's, you know, it's like $1.4 million per day of taxpayer funding.
Yeah, the head of Planned Parenthood makes $500,000 in salary. I'm fairly certain that that's what people at Vitae and these other Planned Parenthood and these other pregnancy centers make.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and get government funding to do it.
Oh, that's it. You know,
I'm being jestful here. I hope my audience realizes that. You know, and I shared something with my audience yesterday, and I'm going to pop this on you. I don't know if you've seen it. I follow the Heritage Foundation and their daily signal that they put out, and they had a story in there earlier this week. And it's the planned, this is happening in the state of California, but they have issued a law that other facilities have to post this in their clinics. California has public programs that provide immediate, free, or low-cost access to comprehensive family planning services, including all FDA-approved methods of contraception, prenatal care, and abortion for eligible women. To determine whether you qualify, contact the County Social Services Office at, and it inserts a phone number there. And these are what they're having them do. The Alliance Defending Freedom Foundation is a nonprofit organization that's working to defend these religious liberties and has filed a complaint in the federal court against California law that forcing the pro-life crisis pregnancy centers to promote abortion and the provider. So you're and I'm sure that you've got some clinics there and you've probably been aware of this, but this was just, to me, this is just crazy. That'd be like one company being forced to promote another company that's in competition with them, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. And that gets into the whole issue of even the religious freedom, you know, I mean, that they're impeding, you know, they're forcing, you know, Catholic hospitals to do things that go against their beliefs.
Oh, absolutely. And it proves that it's an agenda and they're going to force it on everyone. We're going into a break, Ann. I want you to hold on. I'm going to open the phone lines if you want to know more about the Vitae Foundation. They've got some great events coming up that I know you're going to be interested in, regardless of where you are. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Ann and Beth Ann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Ann Carmichael of Vitae Foundation.
Hello.
Yes, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Did you think you lost me? I'm right
no.
here with you.
No, I know it.
Your first name and my middle name are the same, only you've got an E on the end of yours and I don't.
Yeah, that was thanks to my dad.
Well, that's all right. Keeps us separate, you know?
Yeah.
We don't want people getting mixed up.
Sure.
But anyway, we were talking about what the Vitae Foundation does, and we were talking about the agenda through, and unfortunately, it's through our government, and I get a little political, so you can slap me if you want me to not get political, but with the progressives that are moving forward, and I guess we'll just say, the lack of morals is what it really is. So when we can get things turned around that way, abortion will go away. It'll never be completely gone because you can't ever, you know, completely do that. But it has depleted, hasn't it? And I think the reality of that is not only the work that Vitae Foundation is doing, but technology with the ultrasounds, and you
That's
can see those babies.
Yeah, you know, that window to the womb. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, it has made an incredible difference. And, you know, it's interesting, too, you know, you mentioned abortion, you know, that it but that it never goes away or probably won't ever completely go away. But, you know, in going back in history in the late 1800s, abortion was actually, you know, there were more per capita than there are today.
Mm-hmm.
And what brought, and that was research that was done by Dr. Marvin Olasky with he's with World Magazine now. But what brought those numbers down to an all-time low in 1910 was the help and support that the women's movement, for one thing, that they offered. And in the initially, they were very pro-life. Those early women that wrote the first equal rights amendment, those women were pro-life. They were against abortion. But they, along with Salvation Army and other groups, offered support to women that were pregnant, and they brought those numbers down to an all-time low in 1910, and they remained low until the 60s with the Cultural Revolution, and then, of course, 73 with the Supreme Court decision was like a floodgate opening.
Well, investing in lives, and that's basically what you're doing.
That's it.
And, you know, the Planned Parenthood is not investing in lives. They're taking advantage of situations, but they're not investing in lives. And there is no way that abortion can ever be considered health care. It is not health care. And it is a risk. There's always a risk involved. And it is not health care. But again, investing in people is what we should be doing in this nation, not just on this topic, but in a lot of things. I mean, you know, we have neighbors, we have communities that are going through rough times, and to be a good neighbor, to be there, whether it's to let somebody cry on your shoulder, or, you know, if you got an extra can of green beans in the house and you share, you know, it's being there for others and investing in lives. That's what America is about.
That's it. And that's, you know, like, just like I say, those centers, that's what they do. I mean, they're like a, almost like a one-stop shop for these women that are pregnant and in need. And, you know, it's interesting, too. You mentioned women's health. Planned Parenthood took a bold step, you know, which was really interesting a few years ago, and stepped away from the strategy of using the term pro-choice. You know, there's and what they did, they stepped into, away from that. They even made that statement. They weren't going to use that term anymore because women weren't identifying with it, is what they indicated. But what they did then, you know, came the whole strategy of trying to roll abortion into women's health care. And we just, Vitae just launched our seventh research project. And it's like a $250,000 venture that we're doing. And it's to separate, it's doing research for us to be able to do messaging to separate abortion from health care, you know, so that, you know, I mean, they aren't successful in rolling that together. Because that is the strategy for the abortion industry right now, you know, is to make that all seamless as a part of such, and it is so, just as you said, not health care.
You know, I saw something years ago, and I think this has changed, but I worked in a medical clinic there in Jefferson City years and years ago, and I was a receptionist there, but I would open the mail as it came in, or I wouldn't open it, I would distribute it. I would separate it out. I had the little cubby holes for all the doctors and separate. But I would see some of the things that came in, and there was one that was a postcard, and it was about health care and abortion, but it said that, and it was, you know, it, I think, I can't remember exactly what it said, Anne, but it had to do with the Hippocratic Oath, and and the taking of life is never considered health care.
That's it. Because
that's what that is the taking of the life. And they will not call that fetus a life. They'll call it everything but that.
Right. That's it. And if you go to a Planned Parenthood or any abortion clinic, they are doing an ultrasound, you know, I mean, with the woman to see the baby. You know, they have to see the target and so forth. But they will never let her see the screen because they know if she sees that baby, that the majority of women that do see the baby will choose life. And, you know, but for those people that are looking at that screen and watching that life being destructed, you know, just, you know, wiped out.
Well, they're seeing it now, we know.
Yeah.
They're seeing it as something else. It's a product.
That's
it's not a life.
Yeah. And, you know, you just have to wonder the justifications that are used, you know, for, you know, for their work, what they, you know, how they can carry on knowing that, I mean, because, you know, afterwards they see the end product and it's a baby.
Hmm. Well, I know that there was a candidate that made a comment about it, and I won't give the name because I know Vitae doesn't get involved in that, but there was a candidate that made the statement here recently defending Planned Parenthood because of, you know, making the statement, and I'm just going to paraphrase it here because I can't remember the exact wording, about taking a life because you're saving others later with the research. Well, I wouldn't like to be murdered just so that they could have my pieces and my parts to save and maybe save. You know, it's just for research, so they don't even know for sure they're going to save a life, but maybe save a life farther down the road.
Well, and they're all, what they're doing, though, is I mean, they're being driven by the money.
And by the dollar.
You know, and that is it eliminated a problem that they had, and that's how to dispose of, you know, of the babies once they were aborted. But two, you know, because that's always been an issue, you know, going all the way back. But then two, it made it profitable for them, and they will even alter the abortion, you know, based on what kind of tissue or what parts of the baby, what body parts, you know, the tissue procurement people need, you know, the brokers. And that's what, you know, what's amazing, because it's not a set price, and you can't buy, legally you cannot buy human tissue, you know, but you can recover expenses, so they beef up the expenses to get whatever, you know, amount of money they want, basically. And you know, this is not anything new that they started doing. They've been doing this going all the way back to in fact, ABC's 2020 had an undercover piece back in 2001, March of 2001, they ran an episode where they had a broker telling them, you know, he had his price list and the human body parts on it, and he was working with the Planned Parenthood in Overland Park, Kansas, and this was all caught on video. You know, but it's just so frustrating because it was going on for so long, and thank goodness for this group that came along and masterfully, you know, got all of this on tape and then released each one strategically as they have, because now it's really taken hold.
You know, I had a story, and we're getting ready to go into a break, but it was something that I'd heard on Dr. Dobson's show many, 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 many years ago, probably at least 20, and it was about the disposal of the babies in the abortion clinics, and we're going into a break, and it's really a sad, sad story, but it really tells about how they really, I don't know, it's just heartless. It's just heartbreaking, and it's just heartless. We're going into a break. The lines are open if you'd like to call 877-895-5410, and Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only
$13.99. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Ann Carmichael of the Vitae Foundation. And we've talked an awful lot about Vitae, and we've talked about the abortion issues and such that we're hearing about every day in the news. And, I want to talk about some of the things that Vitae does and the events that are coming up. We still have half a show here to talk about this, so we've got plenty of time to cover it. But now, the thing I like, and I've been to several of your events, the banquets anyway that you have for fundraising, and they always bring in good speakers. I've heard Kathy Ireland, I've heard Alan Keyes, I've heard Ben Carson twice, and there have been some others, and my mind is trying to, oh, Michelle Mauchin, and I even had Michelle on the air for a brief time, and I actually got to meet and have my picture taken with Kathy Ireland, which I refused to put on Facebook. My plan was to put it there, but I didn't want to. I don't know how else to put it. I thought, oh no, I look old, I look short, I'm not putting it on there. So she looked great, but
oh,
anyway, I had that opportunity, and she was very real and very kind and tall.
She's, yeah.
I'm a little short girl, so she was very tall, and I just really enjoyed that as well. But you've got several good events coming up with different people, and I know you're heading up the one in Dallas.
Yeah.
So we want to maybe talk about that one first, and then we'll go into some of the others.
Yeah. Well, this is our 12th annual event in Dallas, and it's on October 30th. It's a Friday night at the Hilton Anatole. And the Hilton Anatole is actually the largest hotel in Dallas, too, by the way. I just found that out. Mm-hmm. They hosted the 84 Republican National Convention at that hotel. But nonetheless, our speaker for that night is Andrea Tinteros. She's a Fox News host of a couple of shows that they do. And just what caught my attention about her whenever we were trying to figure out who to have, she had a tribute online that she did for, you know, it was actually a tape of, I guess, the show she did. But it was a tribute to her late brother who had passed away and had special needs. And it really caught my attention because, you know, and her pro-life values and so forth. But I have a brother that has special needs as well. And so I just really, that just really caught my eye. But she is going to be, this is the first time that she's spoken for us at any of our events, and we're excited about it. Anytime you can get someone from Fox News, it's always a good draw for the community. People really seem to, you know, gravitate towards those events.
Well, they see them, you know, if they watch it, they follow the news. Now, I don't get to see the five that she is on because that's on during the day, and I'm here at the office during the day, so I don't get to see that. But I have seen her interviewed on some of the others, and she does a fantastic job, I think. And I think she'll be a great benefit to that event.
And any of these events, too. I mean, the folks, they just need to, if you're in that area and you want to register, you just go to our website. And an easier way to remember it is adsforlife.com. That also directs you to our corporate site. And then, and then you just go click on events and go right there and register.
Okay.
So, and then we also have a half marathon coming up as well.
Yes, and we talked about that last week. Let's talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, that's right. and that's coming up, you know, on the 24th, and that's here in Jefferson City. People come in for this, though, from all over. We have a lot of different folks that attended last year, and it was amazing to see, you know, how far people had flown or drove to get here.
It is. And, you know, Jeff also said, I'm just going to throw this out there because I know what category I would land in. I'm not even sure I'd land in this one right now. I'm so out of shape. But if you can't participate in half marathon, they have the 5K.
Well, absolutely.
That you can run or walk.
So. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And that's on the 24th. Here in town, and then
and it's on the Katy Trail,
which is completely flat, so you can get your, you know, best speed, and it's a trail, so it's easier on the joints.
And I believe it'll be one of the most beautiful days.
Oh,
color-wise. The color is getting brighter as we look out each day, and I think by next weekend next week on the 24th, you're going to see some beautiful colors.
That's it. Oh, absolutely.
If it doesn't rain and knock it all off, and we need the rain, we do need the rain, so we won't discredit that. We do need the rain, but I think it'll be a beautiful day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then just up the road, you know, in Columbia, we're hosting an event that's been really popular too, with Lou Holtz. Columbia being a university town, big football, you know, of course, Lou, you know, is very popular.
Yes.
As a, you know, coach, and he's, you know, on ESPN a lot and so forth. He has spoken for us, in St. Louis as well. And he was, when I heard him that time, he really is, just an awesome speaker. And so anyway, we're really excited about that. And that's
on November...
The 8th.
The
I have
8th.
It in front of me. It's November the 8th at the Holiday Inn Executive Center.
That's it, yeah.
At 7 p.m. And if you want details, you can just call Vitae. And I think this is the number, 573-634-4316.
Yes.
All right. And, you know, I have been to these banquets, and I even had the opportunity once to actually sing at one of the banquets when you opened up, and I believe that was, I believe it was when Kathy Ireland was there, that I actually got to sing, and I sang God Bless America, and I had the audience join in with me, and I really enjoyed that opportunity. It's, you know, you always have somebody local come in and share.
Yeah.
Whether it's young kids, a lot of times it is, and even to help serve. At least in Jeff City, I've seen that you've done that before.
Oh yeah, there's, we have a, you know, it's really nice to see it too. But we have a lot of youth that are pro-life. They want to get involved and they want to help in some way. And you know, and even you know, in other metropolitan areas like Kansas City, we have students there that help us. And I believe we do at almost all of our events, you know, but it is, you know, the youth are, the majority of the youth right now, you know, are actually more pro-life than of any other generation.
I think because they've, they're in that high-tech world and they've seen enough of the technology that they do know. And another one that you had, which goes back to some of these stories with the Planned Parenthood, you know, the videos were done incognito, you know, they were undercover. Well, you had Lida Rose at one of the events, and I think that one was the one. I actually have a son that's a pastor, and he led one of the prayers. I believe it was the invitation prayer. And so, you know, I've been a part of these events, and I'm going to say that they're always well put together, very organized, very well put together, and the food is always good.
Oh, well, thank you.
The food is always good.
Yeah, well, we strive to be as efficient and effective, you know, as possible. But and we rely on these events to be able to raise the funds to, you know, produce and air the media that we provide. And it's expensive. You know, in Dallas, you know, we were talking about the Dallas market there for a little bit. We're getting ready to launch a $150,000 television buy.
Well, and, let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Because it does take money to save these lives. It doesn't happen free. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome, or you can just sit back and take notes because we've got lots of events to tell you that are coming up. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, and one thing I tell my listeners is I don't believe in giving doom and gloom. I don't believe in giving the bad news unless we have a solution with that. And I believe Vitae has a solution. And I'll tell you what I believe. And then we'll get back into what you were saying before we went into the break. But I believe the fact that Vitae reaches out with compassion and invest in these women and their lives and their babies. That is the solution. Investing in America. You know, there's this taking of life, which is what's done with abortion, is the future of this nation that's not going to be here. Maybe the child that was taken is going to be the one that finds a cure for cancer. The child that was taken might be the next Billy Graham. Who knows, you know? And everyone is special. Everyone has a place in life. And the fact that we don't hold that value or as a value in this nation anymore is discerning to me. It's very discouraging. But you're saving lives through Vitae. And not only are you saving lives, you're encouraging those mothers. You're encouraging them and lifting them up. And their life, in a way, has also been saved because they were so downtrodden and discouraged and desperate that they were even seeking out such a thing as an abortion. And VTA reached out with arms of love and compassion and invested in those lives. And that's the solution to abortion, not legislation. Not legislation, although I'd love to see it outlawed. I don't believe that's going to happen, but I do believe hearts can be changed.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, to change a culture, it's almost like thinking back to, you know, just think, you know, back whenever the anti-littering campaigns began with that Indian, you know, and now you wouldn't even think of throwing a piece of trash out the window of your car. You know, that's the idea, to change a culture, you know, a mindset, to get people to think that, you know, I mean, they wouldn't even conceive of having an abortion. That's Vitae's goal. And it is. It transcends public policy, you know, elections and so forth. And it, you know, gets people to thinking about, you know, truly, you know, I mean, what abortion is, and that, you know, that it's not the thing for a woman to turn to, and honestly, to be at that very vulnerable, lonely place, and for someone to feel so trapped that that's her only option is to kill her child, you know, we are better than that. You know, I mean, we are so much better than that, and we need to, you know, really just come together as a nation and say that to women, that they deserve better.
They've already been taken advantage in one way.
That's it.
And they don't need to be taken advantage of again. They need to be shown true love, true compassion, true understanding. And that's what I love about Vitae.
Well, and how Vitae began, actually, you know, it was after, you know, working, Carl Anbor founded Vitae, and after working in trying to pass legislation and so forth, it became a frustration that to that point others felt as well, and they said, you know what, the only way we're going to do this is by, you know, reaching the most people possible with the most effective messages, and that's through media and research and coming up with the right message that will get the point across to folks. And Carl is a sociologist, and between him and Dr. Charles Kenny, who's the top consumer psychologist, they use right brain research to, you know, which consumer decisions, and abortion is a consumer decision, are made on the right side of the brain. And so you've got to create ads that and media that appeal to the right side of the brain. You know, it's an emotional response. And it's Charles Kenny, you know, like he worked on with, you know, different Fortune 500 companies. But Harley Davidson, for instance, when he worked with them, the research showed they're not selling a motorcycle. They're selling freedom. You know, and freedom is what they sell whenever they, when you see their ads. You know, so, and that's what Vitae does, is we reach into, you know, trying to find that emotional trigger that will, you know, help a woman choose life and find that center, you know, that choose life.
And that in and of itself is finding freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she actually, you know, I mean, builds on that. You know, she, it is so, to talk to so many of the women that have been helped through these pregnancy centers or who were at that point and came back from it, you know, it just gives you chills hearing, you know, about how close they were, sometimes right on the table to have the abortion and change their minds.
I have someone who has a friend very close. In fact, it's a daughter-in-law that happened to before she married their son. I came to the conclusion before I had Michelle Mockin on, and we're just about to run out of time, that those who don't love liberty really don't value life. If you value life, you know, then you do love liberty, because that's what liberty is about. It's about a life of freedom and a life that you can enjoy and reach out. And investing in those lives when those women are really desperate, instead of taking advantage of them, that's what America is all about, and that's why I like Vitae. Now, I'm going to jump because you've got several events coming up, and we are just about out of time. But I know there's two of them that I'm going to see if I can't get talked into going to. And one I know is for my husband, and that's going to be in the St. Charles area.
I knew it.
It was Mike Matheny. He loves Mike Matheny.
To go too.
So maybe we can go. Maybe we can just, you know, pool there. The other one I want to go to, and that is Alan West in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh,
and that's coming up on November 12th, and Mike Matheny's is November 17th, and we'll give more details on that because we're just about out of time.
And they can get them all at our website, too.
That's right. They can. And that is just, you know, you gave something different. AdsForLife.com?
Yeah, that's just another URL that we use.
Okay.
Especially for radio, so because Vitae is sometimes hard to remember.
I'm going to give you a little lesson in Beth Ann right now. The music you're hearing that takes us off the air was written and performed for me by my youngest son. I have five sons.
Aww.
And it is called Coming Home. And when I close the show each day, Ann, I talk to my listeners about coming together with our values and our morals and our freedoms and standing together to bring America home. And that's what Vitae is doing as they reach out to these young women and save these lives. And I thank you, Ann, for being a part of bringing.
Thank you, Beth Ann. I enjoyed it.
We will bring America home.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.